Pictures of Practice. Debating the Nature of Facts. 10 and 11-year-olds from Nova Pioneer or Mond in Johannesburg, South Africa. Fidos Ismail Karolia has several key learning goals for her 31 students. Following the Cambridge International Curriculum, Fidos's content goals include teaching about the different genres of writing. As part of the Nova Pioneer network of independent schools, Fidos aims to foster her learners' creativity, critical thinking, ability to collaborate, and joy of learning. She also wants them to have fun, not because she sees school as a form of entertainment, but because she knows that playing with a purpose will support her students' learning. These learning goals guide the following two-part lesson on informational texts. A writer's workshop on informational texts. Fidos's reading and writing goals in this lesson are for students to A. gain familiarity with informational texts, to be able to locate information confidently and efficiently, and B. create informational texts that provide material in a clear and engaging way. In addition, Fidos is always on the alert for opportunities to foster her students' creativity, critical thinking, and collaborative abilities. An opportunity arises when students become interested in the nature of facts, the basis of informational texts. Previously, Fidos provided her learners with examples of informational texts such as Building Airplanes and the Habits of Bears. To relaunch the conversation, rather than provide an official answer, Fidos asks small groups of students to construct their own definition of informational texts. Is it a fact that Spider-Man fights crime? During a conversation earlier in the year, several learners expressed reservations about sharing their ideas, worrying that classmates would disagree with and even ridicule them. In response, Fidos had helped students develop conversation norms, which she now reminds them about. For example, it is good to disagree respectfully. She then invites learners to share their definitions of informational texts with the whole group. She calls on one learner who, after sharing, calls on another, and so on. The definitions include: gives you more information on the subject, a step-by-step description, and about something or someone. Students know that in these discussions, they are expected to provide examples to support their statements. A passionate argument arises when Abdullah supports his definition with the example of Spider-Man, the comic book and movie superhero. According to Abdullah, it is a fact that Spider-Man can spin webs from his wrists. He argues, even though Spider-Man is not real, it is still a fact that he fights crimes. Mbali disagrees. She maintains that this is not a fact because Spider-Man is fictional, and fiction does not give correct information. Lots of hands pop up, and a spirited debate ensues. Fidos lets the conversation unfold for a few minutes, and then asks the group, do all facts have to be true? Focused on this broader question, the conversation continues. During a break later in the day, learners use a dictionary to look up the word fact. Bringing definitions back to the whole class leads to new questions for debate, including, if a fact is something that actually exists, is fear a fact? If the definition of a fact is things known to be true, what about religious beliefs that are true for some but not others, making it a little more complicated? The lesson continues with learners creating informational texts about a fictional species of their own devising. The Spider-Man debate is wonderful serendipity. Along with providing a bridge to the assignment, Fidos uses it to normalize the reality that learning involves moments of confusion, uncertainty, and risk-taking. She tells her learners, I am loving what is coming out of this conversation. A lot of you seem a little confused. Some of you are now unsure. You were sure, and now you are unsure. And I'm going to make it a little more complicated. Her learners groan good-naturedly. Fidos explains the assignment. Create a species and write an informational text about it. She asks her learners to imagine. You are the scientist. It's your discovery. You can draw or write the facts first. It's okay to think of real-life plants and animals to get inspiration. It's okay to look at one another's work, because this enables you to share ideas and to give each other feedback. However, make the creature your own. Playing with ideas and finding something with that little touch. Tadiswa has a question. Ma'am, may I please use the globe? I want to see where my animal will be from. Fidos agrees. Tadiswa fetches the globe from the bookshelf and brings it to her table. There, she studies it. Looking at it intently, she spins it slowly. Tadiswa explains, I don't want it to come from South Africa. I want to go somewhere where nobody has ever been to, or somewhere that is very rare. Something new, like having an ice cream flavor for the first time. I just want to find something that is really exciting. It will stand out. It will be a little different. It will have that little touch. After 5 minutes, Tadiswa starts to write. Abdullah asks to borrow the globe so he can find a home for his animal. Tadiswa gladly hands it over, sharing a good idea rather than guarding it as her own. Tadiswa decides her creature will be a sea animal, but will also spend time on land. Meet the TikTok. Writing continues the next day in a 45-minute workshop period. Tadiswa builds on her previous day's work. She writes, gets feedback from friends, and writes some more. In the end, she names her animal the TikTok. Tadiswa's informational text about the TikTok describes its anatomical features, diet, and habitat. The waters around Kermadec Island, New Zealand. Abdullah, taking on the persona of a zoologist, imagines calling in colleagues to help study his discovery. He places his creature in the depths of the Pacific Ocean. Tadiswa and Abdullah explain that the isolated locations are, in part, to protect their creatures from human interference. Tadiswa empathetically explains, you need to consider your creature's needs. You would not want your creature to feel afraid. True to the nature of play, it is not anything goes here. The decisions learners make about their creatures have intellectual integrity. Tadiswa feels she is learning a lot during this lesson about informational texts and the nature of facts and also habitats and geography. She also feels the lesson has helped her writing skills. Sharing her feelings about the lesson, she says, it was fun that we got to do this. Well, everything is fun about it because, like, we get to invent something that is very different. We get to create. It's just, like, really exciting. They are ours. Continuing the conversation on the nature of facts. Over the next few weeks, the students continue to discuss the nature of facts. They note how novelists use facts to create imaginary worlds and make them believable and relatable. Children from Muslim, Hindu, and Christian families, and families who do not affiliate with a faith tradition, share thoughts about the question. If a fact is a thing known to be true, what about religious beliefs? Tadiswa, Abdullah, and their classmates consider whether they would call what they wrote about their fictional creatures factual. They discuss whether facts are subject to change. During an exhibition day for families, they discuss their understanding of facts with parents, grandparents, and others, a useful exercise in a world where the nature of facts is often contentious.